So let me pray first and ask the Lord to bless each and every one of us so that we pay attention to what we learned today. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you only bless each and every one of us. And I pray that you help us by memorize your word and meditate on your word and hide your word within our heart so that we know how to pray to you. When we pray, we know that we pray with confidence, knowing that you are good and you do good to us. So that's why when we pray to you, we ask that you do good to each and every one of us and encourage us and help us to have the ability to remember what we have learned and so that we can put it into practice in our daily life. And when we are in poor and needy situation, we seek you as a refuge. We hide our soul within your cliff and so that we are delivered by your precious word and by your mighty power. And I pray that today you fill your servant with the Holy Spirit so that when he explains your word to your children, and your children can understand and help them to memorize it. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When you are in need, you need to pray to God, okay? But when you pray to God with your own word, he may not answer you. Because he say, why should I answer you? In your own word. You understand? But he is a good and faithful God. But if that's what he said in his scripture, in his Bible, you pray according to his word, then he will deliver his promise. Verse 17 is very precious, right? You ask the Lord, do good to me, O Lord. Do good to me, and I will live. Okay? Remember in verse 8? What did he say in verse 8? The psalmist say, do not utterly forsake me. Right? Probably someone is chasing after him. Probably someone slander him. In verse 23, though ruler sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. When someone chasing after you, when someone slander you, when someone persecute you, when you are in deep trouble, you can always cry out to God and ask God to deliver you. Okay? And I will tell you one thing. If you learn this habit to start memorizing Bible verses and meditate on the word of the Lord, sooner or later, you're going to put what you learn into practice and you're going to do it. When you do it, you know what happened? The wicked people, the arrogant people will slander you. When they slander you, do not feel discouraged. Okay? Because in verse 23, those rulers, those the arrogant people, sit together and slander you, and you as the servant of God, continue to meditate on his decree. Why you have to do it? Because you have to examine your heart, examine your own life. Are they right in persecuting me? Are they right in accusing me? What they say, is it right? So you have to compare what they say with what you do and also with what is recorded in the scripture. Okay? If you do something right, because the Lord tells you to do so, then you can pray to God in verse 17. Do good to your servant, and I will live. When I live, I will obey your word. And then you pray to God, open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. There are so many wonderful things that we may not be able to see unless we put the effort to hide God's word within our heart. Can someone read to me in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7? Can anyone tell me what are the wonderful things the Lord will do for you? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7.
No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began.
Okay, can anyone tell me, explain to me, what are the wonderful things the Lord has done for you? It is recorded in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Holly, could you read it again?
Wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began.
So what are the wonderful things? Can anyone tell me? Moses, can you tell me what are the wonderful things?
Wisdom.
Well, could you read that again?
No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began.
What are the wonderful things that God has destined for us to receive?
Glory.
His glory. He wants you to reign with Him. Could you circle the word glory and write down two Bible verses? Revelation chapter 20 verse 6. Revelation chapter 22 verse 5. God destined you to receive the glory of God, to reign with Jesus Christ, both on earth for 1,000 years during the millennium kingdom and in the coming age to come in heaven. Forever and ever, we will reign with Jesus Christ. These are the wonderful things that is recorded in His word. Not many people see that. Unless you memorize the word of the Lord, then you see that. That's why when you see that, then you ask the Lord to say, do good to your servant, and I will live. When I live, I will obey your word. And then you ask the Lord, open my eyes that I may see the wonderful things in your law. Moses, could you read it to me? Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.
Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with Him for 1,000 years.
They will reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. That means you'll be king for 1,000 years on earth. That has been ordained by God before the creation. Right? Revelation chapter 22 verse 5. Moses?
There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light and they will reign forever and ever.
In the heavenly realm, we will reign forever and ever. In the earthly realm, we will reign for only 1,000 years. Can someone read it to me? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. No eyes has seen, no mind has conceived, that the Lord has prepared for those who love Him. Did you realize, Joshua? The Lord wants you to reign with Him for 1,000 years on earth, and He wants you to reign with Him for forever and ever? Does it ever come to your mind? If you don't read the scripture, if you don't take the time to memorize it, will you know it?
No.
Now that you know it, is it your responsibility to tell your children if you have children in the future?
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful? Moses, could you read 2:9, 1 Corinthians?
The reason I wrote you was to see if you would...
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Are you reading?
2 Corinthians
2. Okay.
However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him.
God has prepared so much good things for you. Now you are in need when you are on earth. When you ask the Lord to say, do good to your servant and I will live. And I will obey your word. Will he answer you? If he give you all the precious thing already, and this minor thing, will he give it to you? If he did not give it to you, he did not give it to you with a reason. You know that he loves you. You understand? Gabriel, could you tell me what have you learned today? In verse chapter 2, verse 18, you ask the Lord, open my eye that I may see wonderful things in your law, that I may see wonderful things in the scripture, in your word. Circle the word in your law and then write 1 Corinthians 2:7, 2:9, 2:7, 9, and then Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, 22, verse 5. If you do not ask the Lord to open your eyes, you will not see wonderful things in the law. If you do not see wonderful things in the law, you will say to yourself, why should I memorize the Bible? There's no need to memorize the Bible if there's no wonderful thing there. Bonner, do you see the wonderful things there? Do you need to ask the Lord to say, open my eye that I may see the wonderful thing in the law? Is this a good prayer? I don't think out of my mind I can learn how to pray by just learning from this secular world. Say, oh, I don't think the secular world will pray, open my eye that I may see a wonderful thing in the Lord. The secular world will tell you, open your eye that you know how to use the iPod. Right, Moses? What do you get from the iPod? You don't get this wonderful thing. You understand? Gabriel, could you tell me what have you learned today?
One of the things that you get if you ask God to open up your eyes is that you get glory and you reign with him forever and ever.
This is very wonderful thing. No eyes has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. If you say that you love the Lord, you better memorize his word, his promise to you. He has ordained you. He has made the determination. He has decided that you're going to reign with him on earth for 1,000 years. And he has decided that he would not change it, that you're going to reign with him forever and ever. So now we got to learn how to walk like a king, talk like a king. That's why we walk in his way. You understand now, Holly? Should we memorize it now? Is it worthwhile?
Yeah.
Right? Is that the right thing to do? Do you think it's the right thing to do? You know what? Now if you memorize it, now you know it, in the future when you have children, will you be able to tell your children? But if you don't memorize it, you don't even know where the Bible says. If I don't memorize it, I don't even know in 2:7, 2:9, how can I tell you? There are 66 books in the Bible. How can you flip that and find the precious jewels? Right, Joanne? Yep. Do you agree now? Jonathan? Do you see that? Open my eye, O Lord, that I may see the wonderful thing in your word. Does that make sense? You know what? When you start memorize God's word and put it into practice, you know what people say to you? You are a stranger. And I tell you in verse 19, you tell the Lord, I am a stranger on earth. Because all the earthly people, they follow the way of this world, and they follow the ways of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Remember that? Where does it say? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. In which you used to live, when you follow the ways of this world, and follow the ways of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All the worldly people, earthly people, most of them, they are non-believers, and they walk not according to the word of the Lord. They stray from His command, right? They follow the pattern of this world. But if you do not follow the pattern of this world, they call you stranger. Are we stranger? But yes, we are in their sight, right? We are stranger. We are sojourner. We just live in this world temporarily. Eventually, we will take them to heaven, right? So you tell the Lord, I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your command for me. Let me understand your word. Let me know what you have in store for me. Let me know that what you're going to give it to me. Right? Does it make sense, Moses?
Yeah.
You feel happy now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So next week I'm going to see that you're going to memorize from 1 to 24, right? Huh?
I'll try.
Joel, okay? Oh, wow. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. Make sure I understand your word. Open my eye, I may see wonderful thing in your law. Right? You ask the Lord not to hide anything from me. Whatever you know, please let me know. I want to know about that. Right? Are you happy? Yes or no? And then you say to the Lord, my soul is consumed with longing for your law at all times. When you're longing for His word, when you memorize His word, and you didn't see anything fulfilled yet, your heart is broken. Your soul is consumed. Say, Lord, I want to see it fulfilled. Do good to your servant, and I will live. When I live, I will obey your word. Now, Jonathan, after you memorize this Bible, do you know how to pray now? Do you need Pastor John to pray with you? You know how to pray now, right?
And yell at me.
Oh, why you yell at your girlfriend? Could you tell me?
No. But she can use the word and say, Pastor,
yeah, that's right. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay? Sometimes, okay? When you read the scripture, you hide God's word within your heart, you ask the Lord not to hide His command from you, you understand His word, you know that He's good. He's going to give this good stuff to you. And you pray to Him, and yet He hasn't fulfilled His promise yet. And He asks you to wait, and you say, my soul is consumed with longing for your law at all times. How long have I to wait? You understand? Then you know how that. You don't have to be angry. You just say, my soul is consumed with longing for your word at all times. The Lord said, I know. Just be patient. Wait for a little while. You will get it. Be strong and courageous. Be still. And I will deliver you. And I will answer you. You understand? Any question? Verse 21. You rebuild the arrogant. Remember that. Who are the arrogant? The arrogant are the one who are cursed by the Lord. The arrogant are the one who stray from His command. Do you want to be the humble one, or you want to be the arrogant one? What happened to the arrogant one, Christopher? Who are cursed, who stray from His command. If we call ourselves Christian, if we call ourselves worshipper, we worship the Lord and yet we stray from His command. We don't hide His word within your heart, and you will sin against God. You stray from His command. Are you the arrogant one? Moses? Are you the arrogant one? You remember in verse 2? What did he say? I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your command. When he prayed like that, and you really pray out of the bottom of your heart, the Lord will delight in your prayer. And he will answer you and bless you. Most of the time, a lot of people seek the Lord with double-minded. Seek the Lord with favor at the same time, do something else. Stray from His command. You understand? But the psalmist praying to the Lord, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your command. Because the one who stray from your command are the arrogant one, are the one who are cursed by the Lord. I do not want to be cursed by the Lord. I want to be the blessed one. Blessed are they whose way are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep His statute and seek Him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in His way. They are not straying from His command. They are walking according to His command. And you will not be cursed, but you will be blessed. You make a choice. That's why the psalmist is praying like that. You rebuild the arrogant. The Lord rebuild the arrogant. And the arrogant will be cursed by the Lord. Why? Because he strayed from the command of the Lord. That's why we pray to the Lord. Lord, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your command. Because I want to be blessed. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to the word of the Lord. You understand? I do not want to stray from your command. I do not want to stray from your word. I want to walk in it. I want to walk in your way. Do not utterly forsake me. Bless me, O Lord. Do good to your servant, and I will live. And I will obey your word. I will not stray from your word. You understand? Listen to me. I want to encourage you how to put what you memorize into practice. Once you memorize, so you have memorized 16 verses already, right? In the Psalm 119. And then you practice it. Every time, when the alarm clock wakes you up, and then you meditate on that word of the Lord, and then learn how to pray based upon that 16 Bible verses. Okay? That is exactly what I have done. I meditate on it, and then I use that word to pray to the Lord. I say, Lord, do good to Joshua. Lord, do good to Pollyanna. Do good to those who are sick, so that they may live, and they will obey your word. Verse 17, right? You got that? Is this a powerful prayer? When you pray like that, God cannot deny himself. God is a faithful God. You pray according to his promise. You pray according to his scripture. He will answer you in due time. Gabriel, you know how to pray for your brother now? Do good to him, right? So that he may live. You only rebuild the arrogant. Do not rebuild my brother. He is a blessed one. Because he learned how to obey God's word. When you bless him, he will praise you with an upright heart as he learned your righteous law. And he will obey your word. Do not forsake him. Remember him. Right? Powerful prayer, eh? And then you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And you know, he hear your prayer. All you who hear prayer, all flesh should come to you. Psalm 65, verse 2. Can someone read that? Donald, could you read that? Psalm 65, verse 2. Every one of us should come to you because the Lord hear our prayer. Especially the prayer uttered from our mouth according to the word of the Lord. Right? Go back to Psalm 119, verse 22. Remove from me scorn and contempt. When you follow the way of the Lord, just like what the psalmist is saying, I rejoice in following your statute as one rejoices in great riches. When you rejoice in following the statute of the Lord as one rejoices in great riches, people say, you are a stranger. You got nothing to do. Why are you spending time memorizing God's word? And why are you spending time to do God's word? And people will scorn at you. And you ask, Lord, remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statute. Psalm 119, verse 2, blessed are they who keep his statute. Right? When you keep his statute, then you pray, Lord, isn't it you going to bless those who keep your statute? Now I keep your statute, remove from me scorn and contempt, and give me nothing but blessing. Does it make sense? But if you don't memorize it, how do you know how to pray? No wonder you are not powerful. No wonder you are weak. Because you don't have the word of the Lord within your heart. You have no confidence. When you pray, you say, wow, I don't know whether he will listen to me. I know he will listen to me. I know he will do good to me. Psalm 119, verse 17, do good to me, for I'm your servant, and I will live if you do good to me. If you don't do good to me, I will be dead in my transgression and sin, right? As for you, you were dead in transgression and sin, right? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Is that it? Wow, when you put all these Bible verses together, oh, then you know how to pray, right, Daniel? Etta, do you get it? Do you learn anything today? Tell me what you learned today.
I learned that if I pray to the Lord and I ask Him to do good for me, He'll give me glory and He'll give me
honor.
Honor.
Riches. Well, hell. You won't have scorn and contempt. Remove for me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statue. When you keep His statue, you're going to pray with confidence. You know that the Lord will remove scorn and contempt from you. You understand? Right? Verse 23, those rulers sit together and slander you, saying that you're a stranger, you're crazy people. I believe Jonathan thinking that I'm crazy at that time. You know, how come this guy, you know, take the time to memorize all these Bible verses? Now he gradually understands why I'm doing what I'm doing. Do you have a clue why I'm doing what I'm doing now? Does it make sense? Or am I a stranger? It makes sense. Wow, it's getting better now. So did you take the time to memorize it? Which Bible verse did you memorize?
I think you can do most of up to 116.
Okay, give a shot to 116. Jonathan, oh, I'm happy for you.
Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. He walk in His ways.
They walk in His way.
Walk in His ways.
They're the blessed people. They walk in God's way, right? Okay.
You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast.
in obeying?
In obeying
your decrees?
Your decrees. Then I will not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. And I obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me.
I will obey your decree. Because you know, when the Lord bless you, He said, I will obey your decree and do not utterly forsake me. Right? Verse 9. How
can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word.
Wow, that's good. 10? Give you a hint how to memorize verse 10. Verse 10 is following verse 2. Because verse 2, the fellow is seeking God with all their heart. So he learned the blessed people. I seek you with all my heart. Okay?
I will seek you with all my heart.
No, I will seek you with all my heart. I seek you with all my heart. Now I'm seeking you with all my heart. Not in the future. Now. Will you please? Now. Okay? Okay?
Do not let me stray from your commands.
Because I seek you with all my heart, right? You help me, do a better job, you know what I mean? Okay, 11.
I have
hidden
your words in my heart.
Yeah.
So
that.
So that.
That.
Do you finish it?
Okay, you finish it. Yeah, that's right. I've hidden your word in my heart.
That I will not sin against you.
That I might not sin. That I might not sin against you. Okay. Because when you listen to me, when you have God's word in your heart, unless you are moved by the Holy Spirit, say, the Holy Spirit say, Jonathan, you got to do it. Got to do it. You can do it, with my own strength. So that's why the psalmist say, that I might not sin against you. You have a choice to lean on the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Then you will be able to do it. Verse 12.
I meditate in your precepts and consider your way. I delight in your decree and I will not destroy your words.
How good it is, right? Oh man. I give you another year. Half a year we will finish Psalm 119. Oh man. All of us will get blessing from the Lord. And then I encourage all of you to go out with me to share the gospel. Let people know we are strangers on earth. Do not hide your command from us. You rebuild the arrogance who are cursed and who stray from your command. Remove from me scorn and for I keep you. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. When someone slander me, gather together, accuse me, persecute me, I will meditate on the word of the Lord. And I will ask the Lord to help me, protect me, do good to his servant. You understand? And finally, when he concludes, he says, your statute, your word are my delight. And they are my counselor. I remember to read the article. The next day, Lady Diane was dead in a car accident. The journalists followed her and traced every moment of her life before she heading into the collision in the Mercedes-Benz in Europe. And the journalists recall the wording from the Lady Diane's mouth. Lady Diane said, my conscience are my counselor. Where's the psalmist saying? Psalm 119, verse 24. Your statute are my counselor. Your word, the word of the Lord, are my counselor. When Prince Charles commit adultery, loved the older woman, remember that? She feels she was betrayed. Teeth for teeth, eyes for eyes. She followed her conscience. You treat me bad, I treat you bad. You commit adultery, I commit adultery. You know what? If she believed in the Lord and still live in the palace, will she die? She will not. Your statue are my counselor, we say together. Your statutes are my delight. You got that? You have a choice to follow the ways of this world. Then you sin against God, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. You can either follow the way of this world or to follow the way of heavens. You either follow the ruler of the kingdom of the air or follow the Almighty God. Follow the way of the Almighty God. You understand? You have a choice. You make that decision. When you follow the way of this world, you sin against God. You are dead in your own transgression and sins. But when you follow the way of our Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I am the way. You will receive honor and glory. And you can pray to God, remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statute. You understand? Do you know how to pray now, young man? What's your name?
ETN.
ETN?
ETN.
ETN? Good boy. We finish today. So next week, 8 more Bible verses. As I said, what are we going to do? Every morning when you get up, what will you do? And using that to pray to God. Okay, when you feel you're not feeling well, you ask in verse 17, do good to your servant, that I may live, and I will obey your word. You understand? Do you understand? Very good, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless our children, and I pray that you fill them with your word and with your Holy Spirit so that they have the courage, they have the power to memorize it. I give you thanks. And Jonathan did a good job, and Joanne did a good job. They're newcomer. And I pray that you continue to bless each and every one of us. I pray for Moses. Help this young man to keep his way pure by living according to the word of the Lord. And the only way for him to work, to live according to your word, the first step is to memorize it and then meditate on it. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.